Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Cassandra. Can I have your zip code?
62703.
Hold on for a second. All right, can I have that zip code again?
62703.
All right, 62703. Can I have that first and last name?
Andrea Thrasher.
All right, Miss Andrea, can you verify that shipping address for me for security purposes?
1437 East Adams, Springfield, Illinois, 62703.
All right, I see that you have ordered the keto control and the pure cleanse trial on the 9th for $497 and $597. What seems to be the problem?
Okay, this is her daughter. She's right here listening to the call as well.
Mm-hmm.
She did not know exactly what she was ordering and wasn't aware that this was like a trial thing or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So she got charged like $99 and $95 for these pills, and we're trying to see how she can return them and get her money back because it's not what she wanted.
Well, ma'am, the shipping warehouse doesn't receive products back, and the charges are final because in the trials and conditions, terms and conditions, it states that it's a 14-day trial that you well, we ship you the product when you pay for shipping and handling. For a 30 supply to try the product to see if it's something that'll work for you. And when you decide that you don't want the product or it's not working for you, you call back before the 15th day. Because on that 15th day, we do charge you the full price of both products that you ordered in the trial.
Well, she just got it. How long can you just get them pills? She just got the pills.
When did she receive the pills?
Like a week ago.
Hold on, let me see.
The packaging has not even been opened.
Yes, ma'am. It says you received it on the 15th. Because the trial starts the day you order. You get 4 days for shipping and then 10 days to try.
Well, I thought it was a 15-day period.
It is. The first 4 days, it was 14 days. The first 4 days is for shipping, and then you get 10 days to try.
That's still not 15 days, though. And she just got it, so.
It says she received it on the 15th.
All right.
It says she received it on the 15th.
You would say I received
okay.
It, but I didn't get it to be.
Here's the thing. It's not what she thought she was ordering. And apparently, my mom is an older lady, so she doesn't read a lot of stuff. So she didn't know this was like a little trial thing or whatever it is. So this package has not been opened or anything.
I do understand, but you have to agree to the terms and conditions before you can even order. And that's what the trial, with the terms and conditions states. It tells you everything about the trial. And the terms and conditions pops up like 6 times before you can even order. Because it won't let you order if you don't check it off.
Is it talking about the terms and conditions?
I mean, you have no terms and no conditions. It's just that order on there.
Okay, she clicked on this link from Facebook, and it took her directly to pay for the product.
Yes, ma'am, but before you order and before you even pay or enter any information, it asks you if you're 18 years or older, and then right under that, it states the terms and conditions to agree to.
Nope, they ain't ask me that.
Mm-mm. None of that was on there.
They ain't ask me that.
So I don't know if y'all got, like, different links that's going to different things. I don't know. But I know that she got charged twice for something she didn't even acknowledge.
And that might just be through with my medication that I'm taking now.
What she say about medications?
It may interfere with her medications that she's taking now.
She took the pills to her doctor already?
No.
No. So I can't go no doctor.
The doctor isn't available?
No.
They out of business?
They're not out of business. People are not taking any patients right now because of COVID.
All right, I totally understand. So what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to refund both of those charges, the $99.94 and the $95.94, but that's all I can do. I can't refund the shipping and handling.
That's fine. I just need to know how she can send it, your product back and get a refund.
Well, the shipping warehouse doesn't receive any product back, so you can keep the product. I mean, you did pay for it at first, or you can give it to a friend. But I can't refund you the first two charges,
mm-hmm.
and I can cancel out the account if you don't want to receive anything further.
That's correct.
All right, so give me a second while I refund.
No, that's the old card they got. What would that be?
I don't know.
It's not letting me refund you.
That's because she had to stop her card.
Oh, so she already
out any more changes. Any more payments on her card. So the bank closed her card out.
Oh, okay. So you already disputed it.
Right.
Okay. Well, since you disputed it already,
well, we disputed it, but her bank is telling us that we need to go through you all first, because they can't do anything until we try to get it back from y'all.
That's what I'm saying. Since you already talked to the bank and they did something, they canceled your card, we won't even be able to refund you, because the only card that we have on file is the card that you used to order. So since you canceled that card, because what it does is when you refund in 3 to 5 business days, it goes back on the card that you ordered from. So since you canceled it, since you canceled out the card and you called the bank, we can't refund it because there's nowhere for us to send the money, and we don't issue checks. It's over, always online. So what you'll have to do is you'll have to call back with your bank so they can talk to us and tell us and open your account back up so we'll be able to get you their refund.
I'm going to call them right now. Can you hold on for a second?
Well, they have to call us and add us to the three-way.
Why is that?
I really don't know. It's really protocol. We don't hold, because we constantly take calls. Like, as soon as you hang up, I'm going to get another call incoming, like ASAP. As soon as you hang up, another call comes in. So we're not authorized to hold because we have a lot of calls coming in.
I can speak for Jeff. Well, I just want him to hear that what you guys are telling me, so he'll know, because I'm not about to hold this phone for 20 more minutes. Or 30 minutes, because no one's answering the phone.
Well, when you call back with the bank, it'll get through, and then tell them to call us with you on the phone, and then in three-way to call.
What is the difference between him, the bank, calling and us calling, though?
Because we need them to authorize it, since that's your bank and that's where your money comes from.
I know that you need them to authorize, but what I'm saying is, what's different from them holding a phone? Because I'm not sure if this bank gonna hold the phone for 20 minutes or 30 minutes before you guys answer the phone. We've been trying to call y'all for 3 days.
Well, man, the bank has to call us, because of course we can't take your word for it. We have to get right from the bank also, because what happens when you do a dispute is they contact us, and we have to provide them with the terms and conditions and the tracking number that shows
right.
The charges are legal and valid. So you won't, at that point when they investigators say, well, they did put trial terms and conditions on there, and so they probably will give you a credit before, but once they investigate it and find out that the charges were valid, that's how you lose the dispute.
They're on the phone with my daughter, and they're saying that.
Hey, Jeff, it's Melissa.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
okay.
So I finally got these people on the phone, and let me I'm going to have you listen to what she's telling me, because she's saying that she can't do the refund because the card has already been closed. And
yes, they can. Yes, they can. They can refund it. They're lying to you. They're not, or not, don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we get the card credit, it'll register under that card.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell her this right now.
She's listening. Are you able to hear, ma'am? Hello?
Hold on for a second, ma'am. I'm speaking to a supervisor.
But when it comes in, I guess I'll tell you,
mm-hmm.
Melissa, when it comes in under the card number. When we see the card number,
mm-hmm.
we look at it and say, okay, is there a closed card for that to check on it, to follow up with
mm-hmm.
it? You know, that's standard procedure.
Right.
And so then when we see that credit, we see that it's coming to that, we will credit it back to her account through that way. Okay. So it can happen. We've had it happen in the past.
I'm sure, because this can't be like the first time this something like this has happened. So
yeah.
I'm sure there are protocols that you have to follow. And that's why I told her, like, and she's telling me, well, you have to have your bank call us. The bank is not about to hold this phone for 20 to 30 minutes to get someone on the line. So I'm going to just go ahead and give him a call right now while you're on the phone.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I speak to my supervisor, and she told me the same thing, that we can't do anything unless the bank is on the phone, because we can't just do it.
The bank is on the phone.
He has to call three-way with us.
All right. So I'll hang up, and Melissa, you know how to do a conference call, and just do a conference call.
Have the bank tell him to call us.
He's telling me that you guys have to call them.
No, she said a three-way.
Yeah, they have to call us on three-way. They have to call you and then call us.
Which I don't know what the difference is, but that's what she keeps saying.
But, so the amount will be disputed with you. I guess, would you rather have it go that route and get through a loss that way, I guess, or whatever, or just do a refund? I talked to your supervisor if you want to do that, and your supervisor can give me a call directly at a number that you can find anywhere on the internet or anything like that to be able to verify that this is correct.
Okay, so you want to be transferred to Escalations?
I want to speak to whoever you just spoke to.
Okay, hold on for a second while I transfer you.
Okay.
It really don't make sense at all. Exactly. And why is it that the bank needs to call you? Like, what? That doesn't sound right.
On the machines or their system, at least I believe I'm not right and accurate, is they have to go back to that transaction and either do a refund, you know, on the it doesn't have to have the card open or anything like that. They just do a refund off of that transaction, and it should send the credit back through the system to us. But they're being difficult about it because they think they want to keep the sale, probably. Are you guys supposed to get some merchandise sometime?
I guess.
She got the merchandise. And I asked her, you know, how do we, you know, send it back? Because my mom, she hasn't even opened the package. Like, it's still in a package. It hasn't been touched or anything. So how can we send it back so she can get a refund? And she's like, well, our warehouse don't accept products sent back. Like, what?
Well, sometimes they do send, like, a label. Maybe email you a label or something like that that you can then print out,
send it back.
Post it, and then go through UPS or something like that. You know, that can happen. Yeah.
Right.
He said we have to keep it and give it to somebody else or whatever.
Right.
They're trying anything, aren't they?
Okay, ma'am, I canceled out all your orders so you won't be charged again or won't receive anything. But like I said, when I tried to issue the refund, before you even stated you had a dispute, it wouldn't even, it said error. It said merchant error, so it wouldn't even let me refund anything. So,
where's the supervisor?
I'm about to transfer you now. I had to get all your information so they could be up to date when I with the call.
Okay.
I'm not going to be on hold for like 20 minutes, am I?
I don't think so. Even if you do, I'm so sorry because I can't do anything else but once I transfer you.